Children, today we're going to read from the book of Genesis about how the Lord first created a woman. And in this story, it says that the man was lonely, and so the Lord made a helper, a help as with him. Hear the word of the Lord in the book of Genesis, chapter 2 and chapter 3. And Yehovah God said, "It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make for him a help as with him." And Yehovah God formed out of the ground every animal of the field and every fowl of the heavens and brought it to the man to see what he would call it. And whatever the man called every living soul, that was its name. And the man gave names to every beast and to the fowl of the heavens and to every wild animal of the field. But for man, there was not found a help as with him. And Yehovah God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed the flesh in its place. And the rib that Yehovah God had taken from the man, he built into a woman and brought her to the man. And the man said, "This time she is bone from my bones and flesh from my flesh. For this she shall be called a wife, for she was taken out of a man. Therefore a man shall leave his father and his mother and shall cleave to his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And the two of them were naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. And the man called the name of his wife Eve, for she was the mother of all living." Now we're going to read a little bit from the heavenly doctrine. First, some angel husbands are talking about their wives. The husband said, "Our wives know all the states of our mind. Nothing whatever is hidden from them. They see, perceive, and feel all that proceeds from our will, while we, on the other hand, know nothing of what is going on with them. Wives have this gift because they are most tender loves and ardent zeals, as it were, for the preservation of conjugal friendship and confidence, and so for the happiness of the life of both partners. For from the wisdom implanted in their love, they have this in view both for their husbands and for themselves. This wisdom is so full of prudence that they do not wish, and so are not able to say that they love, but only that they are loved." We read that conjunction is inspired into the man by the wife according to her love, and is received by the man according to his wisdom. That the inspiration or insinuation of love is from the wives into the men is because there is nothing of conjugal love with men, nor even the love of the sex, but only with wives and women. That such is the case was shown to me in a living way in the spiritual world. Once, during a conversation there on this subject, the men, persuaded by their wives, insisted that it is they who love and not the wives, and that the wives receive that love from them. To settle the controversy about this arcanum, all the women, including the wives, were taken away from the men, and with them was removed the sphere of the love of the sex. With this removed, the men came into a state altogether strange and never before perceived, at which they greatly complained. And then, while they were in this state, the women were brought to them, and the wives to their husbands. And both the women and the wives spoke sweetly to them. But the men were cold to their sweet words, and turning away, said among themselves, "What is this? What is a woman?" And when some of the women said that they were their wives, they answered, "What is a wife? We do not know you." But when the wives began to grieve over this utterly cold indifference on the part of the men, and some of them to weep, the sphere of the love of the female sex and the conjugal sphere, which till then had been taken away from the men, was restored. And the men at once returned into their former state, the lovers of marriage into their state, and the lovers of the sex into theirs. In this way, the men were convinced that nothing of conjugal love, or even of the love of the sex, resided with them, but solely with wives and women. Nevertheless, after this, the wives, from their prudence, induced the men to believe that love resides with the men, and that from them some spark of it may pass into themselves. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.